720 WGN. Jane Manzuris, along with me, Pete McMurray, in studio with us. It's just a great Chicago secret. We have Chicago attorney Kate Kelly in today. Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you.
It's great to see you.
You too.
Do you want to, Jane, you want to tell the story how you two met?
Yeah, so this is what I love about how we met. I was at the Goodman Theater a couple weeks ago, sitting in our normal seats right there, and I heard this woman next to me say, "I sing the national anthem to newly sworn-in citizens." And, you know, we're at the Goodman Theater, and I'm like, "What? What do you do?" And she said, "Well, I sing the national anthem to newly sworn-in citizens, but I'm a lawyer." And then I said, "Oh, my gosh, I need to talk to you about this." "You do what?"
"But, Jane, you did accuse me of singing along with the cast, which I did not do."
You were singing to the ladies behind us.
I was doing that.
So you know how you try to mind your own business when you're at a theater?
Right.
And then I'm hearing Kate next to me singing
which
to the ladies behind
us. Which you never do, of course.
Well, no, I couldn't help it. But you meet so many great people at the Goodman Theater, really.
So, Kate, tell your story. So people become citizens. And what do? They call you up, "Okay, it's time to sing?"
I'm lucky enough that I have a couple friends who are federal judges.
Okay.
And the judges take turns swearing in new citizens. Happens at least every month, usually a few times a month. And a couple of my friends call me up to add to the ceremony.
So have you always been a singer?
I have.
Okay.
Since I was young, and I perform still. I sing at church. I do all sorts of things.
So the judges call you on your bat phone, and they say, "Hey, Kate, I hope you're not busy doing all your lawyering."
That was my visual. She's got a red phone in her office, or
it's a treble clef.
Yes, exactly. It's a treble clef. They just do. You have it scheduled? Does it happen every day?
The judges know their schedule, and the folks who want to have me come up, they call me ahead of time and get it on my schedule. A couple times, one of the judges forgets and calls me at 5 to 1. "Can you come up right now?"
And what do you mean 5 to 1? Does it always happen at 1 o'clock?
At 1 o'clock ceremonies, and I say, me, and then I run upstairs and sing.
Really? That's it. You're ready to go at any time.
I am.
God, I love that. So the first time that you did this, how many people did you sing to the national anthem?
There's usually about 300 people in attendance, but there's about 140, 150 new citizens
from
50 different countries, and they bring their family and friends, and how important this ceremony is to them.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Are they tearing up while you're singing?
Not necessarily when I'm singing, but the whole event, you can see how it's sacred to them. And
right.
They clutch their papers and they wait for their citizen papers. And they when they raise their hand to take the oath, it's really important.
God, that's awesome. I mean, you don't really hear about this.
No, I had a friend that was sworn in Atlanta, and friends and family were there. I saw her afterwards, but it was like some of her, you know, close family members were there when she was sworn in. And it was a really big, huge celebration. I don't know that they sang the national anthem at the end. I don't think they did. Is this something that happens everywhere? Or is this unique to the judges that you work with?
It's unique. It is, and some of the judges like it because at the back of the program, there's the word to the anthem.
Right.
And it's on that. It's one of the things they could be questioned on for the civics part
right. Of
becoming a new citizen if they take a test.
Well, of course. I mean, do they sing along with you?
Absolutely. I don't want to sing to them. I used to sing the second verse of America the Beautiful, but I was singing to them because no one knew it.
Right.
And that judge wanted that.
Yeah.
But when I switched to the anthem, I take the microphone. I ask everyone to stand and sing with me. I lead them, and it's a cappella. There's no piano helping me out.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
But think how proud they are as newly sworn-in citizens able to sing the national anthem.
And they all sing along.
How many days a week are you singing?
The anthem or in general?
The anthem.
A couple times, maybe 3 times a year, 4 times a year.
Okay. Got it.
So it's not like a weekly thing?
No, it happens a few times a month, and only some of the judges request me. I would go if anybody asked.
I mean, you do it every day, right?
I would.
I mean,
you just stand in the lobby and start singing.
Well, just to see the looks on their faces as you're singing the national anthem, they become United States citizens. That's a huge moment.
And for these judges, it's such a wonderful thing to do. They're not making a decision. They're not having somebody win and somebody lose.
Right.
This is a wonderful aspect of their job that new citizens who have worked hard for this and come from all over the world come and take this oath. Kind of a lengthy, odd oath.
Mm-hmm.
Swearing against potentates is still in there.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow.
So I stay and listen and watch their faces as they get sworn in, and it's really amazing.
I mean, I'm emotional when the national anthem plays anywhere. They were playing it at the Indy 500 yesterday, or if I'm in a building where it's happening, like, I get chills. I'm emotional. And I'm an American citizen. I'm born here. So I can only imagine being able to sing that song as a newly sworn-in citizen.
I think we take it for granted. And every time it's sung, stand up. Sometimes I can't have my hand in my heart if I'm holding my words because
right.
I'm not going to mess it up.
No.
But it really does mean something to these folks. And I think we do take it for granted.
Who's your favorite anthem singer in Chicago?
I don't know.
Is it Jim Cornelison from the Blackhawks? Is it a John Vincent who does it for the Cubs? Is it a Wayne Messmer who also does it for the Cubs?
I would have to say Wayne Messmer. I sang a funeral at my church the other day, and he had come to do a couple songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's duetting with Wayne Messmer.
Isn't that the weirdest thing? Because we all grew up with Wayne Messmer, and I've been to church, I think at St. Josephat's on Southport. All of a sudden, he starts singing in the middle of Mass. I'm like, this is unbelievable. I mean, that's a great moment.
Was he just sitting in the pews singing? Or
no,
was
he's singing at church.
It's the guy next to you. You're like, wow, that sure sounds like Wayne Messmer.
And Kate, are you ready to sing today?
I am.
Okay.
I think what a great way to close out the show.
Memorial Day.
Yeah.
I love it. But you have an event coming up. The Chicago Bar Association presents the Bar Show. What is this all about?
So the Bar Show has been around for 95 years. It's the Chicago Bar Association history. It is all parody, written, produced, and performed all by lawyers. So I've been in the show 25 years.
Wow.
I've played everybody from Hillary Clinton to Paula Jones. This year I was Sarah Huckabee. And this year's show is Little Big Laws, a whodunit.
Oh, I like it. And by the way, we must add that Kate grew up in Beverly.
Oh, of course, you're a Southsider. Yeah, of course you are.
She's Southside, born and raised.
Go to confession after this radio show today.
Perhaps it's you and not me that needs to go.
You sound like my sister all of a sudden. Where can people get more information about the Bar Show?
They can go to chicagobar.org or barshow.org.
Barshow.org. Okay. Kate Kelly, who sings to newly sworn in citizens. Are you ready to sing for us?
I am.
The national anthem. She's switching microphones right now.
Standing up is better for us.
This is a great moment right here.
I
love this.
Has this ever happened in the studio? I'm sure it has. Many all these years.
Jim Cornelison has sang in the studio.
Wow.
Yes. All right, Kate, whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the guns bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Kate Kelly, everybody! All right!
Wow.
Kate, you have a beautiful voice.
And I have the chills and my eyes are watering.
You are watering. That's the biggest compliment you can give me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was thrilling.
Thank you for coming in. Very nice to meet
you. How brave to do it a cappella.
I know, that is so big. Kate Kelly, everybody, Chicago attorney, sings the national anthem to newly sworn in citizens.
Fantastic.
What a way to end the show today.
What a great way to end the show today. I'm so emotional right now.
You can cry on my shoulder. It's 720 WGN.